What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, please welcome back into the Good Vibe Tribe this morning, Joey from Road to Rainbows 5K.
Road of Rainbows.
Road of. Oh, it says Road of. Road to. My apologies. Road of Rainbows. Pride 5K. Welcome back, Joey.
Another repeat offender. Woo!
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
We came to know this event because Kennedy volunteers every year.
Yep.
What is the event all about?
The event is all about being inclusive and just having a really fun, healthy Pride event. It's really for everyone, all ages. Some people come and they run the whole 5K. Some people just do one lap and have some ice cream, which is more my vibe. But everyone gets a rainbow medal and everyone just has like a really fun Pride time.
And we're kicking off Pride Month for the month of June, which is why we're having you on. Kennedy, I know you always sing at this event. What are some of the songs you've done in the past?
Follow Your Arrow from Kacey Musgraves. I did Taylor Swift last year. What did I do, Joey?
You did Taylor last year.
Yeah, say never made anybody less gay. That song. Mm-hmm. You need to calm down. Yeah.
You need to that's my favorite T-Swift song. I love that.
Yeah,
one.
So it's a fun event. It's such a wonderful place to come together. Like, we have a costume contest too, and people really go all out for that, and there are great prizes to be won there. But at the end of the day, it's a wonderful fundraiser for the Boston Theater Company, which is such an important space. You want to talk a little about that, Joey?
Sure. Yeah. So we're a nonprofit that supports the queer community all year long. We do our Queer Voices Festival, and this year we're actually expanding the event to include a block party after the 5K.
Let's go.
We're really excited. You know, despite multiple sponsors dropping out because of the climate in the world we are today, we are expanding, and we're doing a block party with the Downtown Boston Association right after Road of Rainbows.
And why do you think it's so important to continue doing this when you speak of the climate that we're in today?
Yeah, you know, I mean, if we're going to be run by idiots, you know, we got to find places where there are less idiots. And, you know, a Pride event that supports the community is just a fun, inclusive, supportive place to have fun. I realize that didn't completely answer your question, but that's, I guess, appropriate way I can say that.
I think you got it.
Yeah, we like a space with less idiots.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I mean, not here, of course.
Right. No, here we like to have lots of idiots.
Well, at least three.
Two.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to find out more about Road of Rainbows Pride 5K, which is Saturday, June 14th. Again, Saturday, June 14th, Road of Rainbows Pride 5K. Drop us a text here in the studio. We will send you a direct link where you can go to sign up, find out about the event, how you can get involved. Maybe you donate time. Maybe you want to be a sponsor, because it sounds like sponsorships might be down a little bit. You can find them all across the different social media platforms as well. Just look up Road of Rainbows Pride 5K. And Joey, you and everybody over there are once again members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I can't wait to celebrate Pride with you guys.
All right. We'll see you in a couple weeks, my guy.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Have you picked a song, Kennedy?
No, I don't know what to sing.
Oh, that's a big question.
All right. If you guys have ideas, throw them at me.
Yes. Raining Blood by Slayer.
Pride anthems only, thank you.
Alias, Follow Me.
Songs
follow
about
me.
Love only, please. How about,
you remember that song, Follow Me? That's an old, like, 90s dance track. Follow Me. Follow Me by Alias. No, doesn't ring a bell. Just me?
Just you.
Guess you weren't hanging out at the gay bars in the 90s, Kennedy.
Maybe I wasn't.
I was. All right, thanks. We'll talk to you soon, Joey.
Bye, buddy.
Thanks, friend. Bye.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you can call or text us here in the studio. We want to hear about your story, something going on in your world, in your life, in your office, in your family, in your community, maybe with a civic organization. You can call or text us to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe at 617-655-1234. You have some Good Vibe Tribe audio, Kennedy?
I do. So Netflix had their Ta-Dum Festival where they have
come across my TV.
Their upfronts and show everything that they're going to be doing this year and what to get excited about. And one of the things, since they took Sesame Street so that they can put it back on the air because everyone's defunding everybody.
Sure.
So Ben Affleck and Matt Damon showed up dressed as cops to arrest Cookie Monster.
Open up.
Miami PD.
Drop it.
Hey, put your hands in the air.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Me only got cookies here.
Oh, sorry, Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster, love your work.
We're big fans.
Oh, well, thank you. Me a big fan of you two. Yeah, you know, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, you like the cookies and milk of actors.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cookie Monster.
That's very nice coming from you. Do you mind if we take a cookie on the way
please,
out?
Please, help yourself. Me recommend the chocolate chippies.
That's the one I was going to go for.
Terrific.
Thanks. Take care. I believe he's got a nicer dressing room than we do.
You guys, you need to watch it. But Matt Damon has a beard that is just like like a COVID beard. Like he's been growing that thing for a minute. But anyway.
Thank you, Kennedy.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Vanessa from Quincy.
Hello.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Vanessa?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Vanessa, you get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy has gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
At Netflix annual Ta-Dum event, they unveiled release dates for Stranger Things, Squid Game, Happy Gilmore 2, and others. Who was the villain in the first Happy Gilmore?
Oh my God. You should know this.
Need an answer, Vanessa.
I can't think of his name. I'm sorry.
Question number two. With their reunion tour set to kick off in July, Liam and Noel Gallagher have reportedly not even rehearsed together yet.
That's going to go well.
Which band are they in?
I don't know. Oh, this is bad.
Question number three. Sydney Sweeney is literally selling her bathwater. Dr. Squatch will sell soap infused with Sydney Sweeney's real bathwater from a photo shoot. Can you name the 2024 Marvel movie that Sydney Sweeney starred in that lost money at the box office?
I don't know.
It's okay, Vanessa, just breathe. It's going to be fine.
Okay. Question number four. 13 years ago today, the original Family Feud host Richard Dawson died at the age of 79 from cancer of the esophagus. Which phrase does the host on Family Feud use to see if an answer is on the board? You know, they turn around and they say...
Something like... I think they point to it and they're like, show me...
you know, show me, and then they repeat the answer. Show me, you know, whatever.
Right. Question number five. Taylor Swift regained control of all of her music in an announcement on Friday. She said, and I quote, "The best things that have ever been mine finally actually are." What was the name of her most recent album?
Oh, I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are you up to today, Vanessa?
I am just heading to work.
What do you do?
You know, I am a medical secretary.
I have no further questions.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Vanessa got zero out of five.
Mac.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Sure.
At Netflix's annual Tudum event, they unveiled release dates for Stranger Things, Squid Game, Happy Gilmore 2, and others. Who was the villain in the first Happy Gilmore?
Shooter McGavin.
1-0. With their reunion tour set to kick off in July, Liam and Noel Gallagher have reportedly not even rehearsed together yet.
I'm telling you, two dates, that's it.
Which band are they in together?
Oasis.
2-0. Sydney Sweeting is literally selling her bathwater. Dr. Squatch will sell soap infused with Sydney Sweeney's real bathwater from a photo shoot. Can you name the 2024 Marvel movie she starred in that lost money at the box office?
Was it Madam Web?
That is it. So bad.
It's okay you didn't get that one, Vanessa. You're not the only one that didn't see it.
3-0. Question number four. 13 years ago today, the original Family Feud host Richard Dawson passed away at the age of 79. Which phrase does the host on Family Feud use to see if an answer is on the board?
Survey says.
4-0. Question number five. Taylor Swift regained control of all of her music in an announcement on a Friday. She said, and I quote, "The best things that have ever been mine finally actually are." What was the name of her most recent album?
It was a double album, and
we wear the gear about once a month.
I know. Tortured Poets Department.
That is correct. Nice. 5-0 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Vanessa, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you so much for listening and playing this morning. Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. It's okay. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Time.
Well, we're
that's
glad.
All that matters.
Yep.
Yes. I'm Vanessa from Quincy, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. How about you, Kennedy? What'd you and old Blue Eyes get into over the weekend?
Well, we went down the Cape. We stayed at Ocean Edge Resort in Brewster, which was lovely. We had the best time. It's a great place to go. You can do everything you need right there.
Hashtag ad.
Okay.
How was the weather down there?
It was fine. It got really, really windy on Saturday. There was like freak wind storms that came through and stuff like that. But it was, we had the best time, had great food, great times at the beach bar. We drove to Provincetown on Saturday afternoon, walked around there, stopped by the Kennedy compound on our way back up.
You went through Hyannis there.
Mm-hmm, he wanted to see it. So we had a really good time. I had a great time.
Mm-hmm. How did old Blue Eyes find P-Town?
He loved it. Yeah, it was great. He's a real history guy, and he wants to know everything. He's like, what's that? What's that? Why is that there? What's that steeple? Why is that big tower there? So I spent a lot of time on the Google machine, because I don't know the answer. But it was fun.
As far as you two and relationship-y things, how was the weekend?
It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it's like not much time has passed. It's wild.
It's only 25 years.
It's really wild. Every once in a while, I'll just look at him and look at me, and I'll be like, this is weird, right? And he's like, kind of, but it's fine.
Don't overthink it. It's good.
He's like, who doesn't want to be happy? I'm like, all right.
Darlene is from Milford. Good morning.
Good morning, Carson.
You went to a rally over the weekend? What was it for?
Yes, I did. I went to the rally in Milford. I'm a Milford resident, and I went in support of a family, teachers, students, and Marcelo, the student that was plucked off the streets in Milford.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about that in the news. Can you imagine how scary that is, being a high school student and you're just, I think he was going to volleyball practice,
Picking up his friends to get to go to practice.
Right.
Good kid.
Right. Yeah.
So stupid.
That is scary.
And he was with other students. These students, whether they're here legally, they're not, they're all frightened. And they're frightened for their friends. But the support that we had from the community and the teachers and even our own police department was there. You know, they weren't even aware that he was going to be taken. But this is just so sad. And they're going to be there today at 12 again today.
All right. Well, good deal. Thanks for calling in and sharing that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, darling.
Thank you, LaToya.
Sarah is from Foxborough. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. So what was it yesterday? What did you do?
So yesterday was National Cancer Survivor Day.
Okay.
And it's the first Sunday in June every year. So we celebrated my husband being a 13 years in remission. And it was a great day. And Kennedy, congratulations to you as well.
Thank you. I didn't even know that was a day. I will put it on my calendar.
Yeah, it's a good day. It's a good day for all of us. So, yeah.
We love to hear it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hope you enjoyed your day, too.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Sarah. Have a good one.
You, too.
Hey, Renata.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Renata's from Winthrop, and your daughter. What's going on with her?
So, my daughter is... fashion designer. She just started her own brand about a year ago, and she got invited to participate on the Mass Fashion Week event that happened this weekend. So I got to go see her for the first time on the runway, and it was just such an amazing experience. It was in Burlington.
Oh, that is so cool.
So all of her designs were being featured in a fashion show?
Yes, it's just so amazing. She went to college last semester and didn't work out, so she went through a really low time, and then, you know, she just shined. And now people get to see what she's all about. She's a crochet artist, so all her pieces are hand-stitched one by one. It's really amazing work that she does. I'm super proud.
How did you feel as a mom seeing her work on stage?
Oh, my God. I don't even have words to express. I taught her how to crochet when she was in. It would, you know, turn out to be, like, her calling. And it's just beautiful work. If you guys have the chance to check it out, it's really great.
What's her name, and where do we find her designs?
So her name is Audrey Valleys. Her brand is called Audrey Apparel. She has a Instagram account and a TikTok account.
Is it Audrey, so A-U-D-R-Y? Audrey, A-U-D-R-Y?
E-Y.
A-U-D-R-E-Y. Apparel, all together.
Okay. Well, you guys look her up on social media.
I mean it. Let's get some crocheted
love.
Fashion.
I've been looking for a new crochet tank top for summer, Kennedy.
You would look good in it.
I think so.
Oh, my God, Carson. You will look amazing.
Oh, no, that wasn't me. That was Dan.
But you're right. I will look amazing.
Okay, both of you look amazing. Check her out. Like, she has really cool crochet tank tops, and men wear, women wear. It's really something.
Good deal. All right. Well, congratulations to her, Renata. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you guys for the opportunity, and I love Mix 104.1.
You're the best. Have a great week. All right, there goes Renata. We had kind of a cool moment yesterday. We were up in your neck of the woods.
What's my neck of the woods exactly?
Wilmington.
Okay.
Right? Isn't that kind of where you grew
up?
Yeah, Wilmington?
For sure.
Yeah, we were up there for our final, what they call classic town lacrosse. So it's kind of the end of an era. This is it. This was the last game that Barrett will play for the Charlestown Classic team. He's been playing with this team since he was in the first grade. So the way it works is you play first and second graders, and then second and third graders, then 4, 5, 6, 7, 7, 8. So yesterday was their last game. We start the playoffs today. There was a big brawl in the game previous to ours between kids on the field. It was crazy. It was like a hockey match with the referee just standing there watching it happen as kids tried to beat the crap out of each other, which is kind of wild because everybody's wearing helmets and gloves.
Yeah, it's real hard to fight with helmets on with a full cage.
Yeah, nobody's throwing their helmets off with their gloves off, so they're just trying to punch each other with helmets on.
So is that why you just let them finish then?
I guess.
I wouldn't get in the middle
of it.
The
parents were screaming. You know, like I said, it wasn't our game. It was a game previous to ours. But the parents were like screaming at the referee, like, why aren't you stepping in to stop these kids from punching one another? The referee just stood there and watched, and then they finally stopped.
Because he knew what he was doing.
A couple of kids got thrown out or whatever.
Yeah, as long as nobody used their sticks as a weapon, it's fine.
Yeah, one guy walking in against 20 kids, like, no, I wouldn't do it either. they're your kid. You get in here.
So anyway, that was kind of fun. And we went to the fundraiser on Friday night for the Deuce Foundation, which I told you about. They gave out like $35,000 in scholarships to like high school
Wonderful.
Kids going to college.
I love to hear it. Like
which was very cool. All right, 617-655-1234. You can call or text. What'd you get into over the weekend? More of that next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Again, 617-655-1234. Our good friend Corey from Medford. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
What did you get into over the weekend?
Well, Saturday I had to work, unfortunately, but then after a quick change, we headed up to New Hampshire for a party, and Sunday we had a few friends over for the monthly meeting of our Star Trek group, and then we prepped the backyard for the summer party season.
Ooh. What is on the agenda for the Star Trek group this month?
Well, we talked about upcoming events like our August Kite Flying Day, and the Starfleet Walks group that is going to be joining the Samaritans 5K later this year.
Yay! We love to hear it.
Are you flying Star Trek specific kites, or just any kite will do?
Oh, we'll fly any kite that costs more than a buck.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, you have the USS Enterprise up there.
Mm. Do you know, I'm 35 and I've never flown a kite. Not once.
Yeah, you should come with us.
It is a blast.
Dan.
What?
You gotta go.
Has everyone flown a kite but me?
Yes.
Heck yeah, we did it every summer at the beach.
Much, yeah.
I own a couple of kites, Dan, if you'd like to borrow one.
I think I do too.
I saw Teddy Swims flying a kite over the weekend at his concert, before the concert. It's a wonderful thing to do. It's very relaxing.
Duly noted.
Definitely, Dan, come out and fly a kite.
Your kites sound expensive. I don't want to mess up your kite.
Oh, no, you pick one up at the drugstore, Dan, for 79 cents.
Come with my little Dollar General kite.
All right, thanks for that, Corey. Have a great week.
You too, guys. Bye.
Bye. All right, Blake is from Charlestown. Good morning, Blake.
Morning. Hello.
Hi.
How old are you, Blake?
I'm 10 years old.
Okay, cool. What did you get into over the weekend?
So I had a really busy day. So basically, I had a lacrosse game, and we won 13-11, and I scored 2 goals.
Let's go.
And then I went to an art show at my school.
Yeah.
And then I went to a tennis club with my best friend, and we played a little bit of tennis, and then we did a polar plunge, and we were the only ones swimming, and it was freezing cold.
Wow, you had a busy weekend.
That was
my
a lot.
Yeah.
An athlete and an art lover. We love a well-balanced individual.
Well, thanks for calling in, Blake. You have a great day. How many days of school do you have left?
I think we have just this week and then like 2 days after.
You think?
Like, I think 8.
Go ahead. And where do you go to school? Okay. Shout out your school.
I go to school at the Learning Project Elementary School in Back Bay.
Very nice. Mm. Well, have a great summer, and you call us back anytime, okay?
Thank you.
Yep. Bye, Blake.
Keep scoring goals, Bye. Sniper.
Julia, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Julia's from North Smithfield. Tell everybody where you worked this weekend.
I got to work the Post Malone concert. I was so excited.
You're still fired up about it, huh?
Oh, my God. I'm a huge Post Malone fan. I've listened to him through all of his decades of his music, and I wasn't able to get tickets. I worked so hard to try to get them. I wasn't able to get them. So my cousin, who is in the marching band in Blackstone, they have a fundraiser, and you can work a booth for the band and, kind of raise money for the kids to go on trips. So I was able to work one of the popcorn stands, and I got to see the whole concert. It was incredible.
How much popcorn did you scoop? Or were you just watching the show?
I made sure that I was on the register so that I could just turn around and see it. Yeah, we sold a lot of popcorn. A lot of boxes of popcorn.
So Post Malone and Jelly Roll fans were eating a lot of popcorn. That's not a snack I would have figured those fans were going to eat.
Yeah, if you were working the beer line, you would have been very busy.
We were next to a beer booth, and it was insane.
Yeah, that clientele gets down on a Saturday
that is
night.
So good. All right, well, thanks for calling
sure,
in then.
For sure.
Thanks for sharing the story. Have a great week, Julia.
Thanks, you guys too.
Bye.
Bye.
Dan, I know you were there as well. What'd you get into over the weekend?
Yeah, I was at the Post Malone Jelly Show as well Saturday night, and it was fantastic. But I think we're going to dive deeper into that a little bit later. So I'm going to talk about my Friday night.
Mm.
So Friday night, I went to a surprise 30th birthday party at the Elks in Billerica. And it was for Kaylee's childhood friend. They were friends since middle school. And now I had never met her before. And I didn't know anyone else at the party, and I think Kaylee only knew her friend at this particular party. So we walked in, and they have a DJ going. They have a bunch of people. There's probably 70 people there. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've ever been in a surprise party like this before where everyone's actually hiding and, waiting for her to walk through the doors.
Oh, really?
And, at one point, her mom, they bring everyone into the function hall, and it was okay, ready? Here she comes. And then her mom starts to walk in, and the DJ's like, "That's just her mom. Don't use the surprise yet." Like in that scene in Big Daddy. He's like, "We wasted the good surprise on you." So then she walks through the door. Everyone yells surprise. And you could see on her face that they had tricked her, and she wasn't expecting this at all.
That's the best.
She started to cry.
That's
at
awesome.
One point afterwards, she came over to say hi to Kaylee and meet me. And she was like, "They told me I was coming to a charity benefit for a neighbor tonight. I have $100 in my pocket I was going to donate." I had no idea this was all for me.
That's incredible.
It was very cool. Mm. It was very cool.
I love it.
And then, so we did that Saturday. I went to Post Malone and Jelly and saw some wild stuff.
we will discuss later in the show.
And that's that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Matt from Haverhill.
Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Plus the kids are in the car. Who you got?
Yes, we have Madeline and Emerson.
Madeline Emerson.
He brought back up Kennedy.
They always do, man. They always do.
Good morning, Madison.
They'll probably
know
more than I do.
How old are they?
How old are you guys?
Seven.
7 and 5.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Go ahead. You guys can practice and go. Kennedy, can
please leave the studio?
Oh. I sure can. Good luck.
Practice paid off. You guys nailed that.
Bye, Kennedy. 5.
We're trying every day for the school year.
And this is getting to the end, right?
We're ready Friday.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Matt, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Mark Hamill says he has no plans to return to the Star Wars universe. He played Luke Skywalker, but which actress played his sister, Leia?
I'm probably the worst person to play this game. I do not know.
Spoiler alert, Dan, by the way. Question number 2. SZA walked away from fans who were hoping to meet after someone threw a bracelet at her and it hit her in her face. Who is SZA currently on a stadium tour with? They were just at Gillette not that long ago.
They sure were.
Gillette. You know SZA? I've never even heard of one of her songs. I have no idea.
Question number 3. King of the Hill is being revived on Hulu. What does Hank Hill sell on his show?
Beer.
Question number 4. Taylor Swift regained control of all of her music. In her announcement on Friday, she said, and I quote, "The best things that have ever been mine finally are." Besides her debut, what is the only other album we never got a Taylor's version of?
Starts with an R, right?
You're right there.
Relentless? Restless?
Question number 5. Todd Chrisley says he was treated better than the black inmates he served time with, and he will continue to fight for them now that he's out. Which popular A&E reality show was Todd Chrisley the star of before prison?
Oh, Chrisley knows best.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Put him on the board.
Hey, Madison and Emerson, how do you think your dad did?
How'd I do? Their faces say it for me. Terrible.
No.
Oh, they were like, no. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Matt got 1 out of 5.
Soooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooo
has no plans to return to the Star Wars universe. He played Luke Skywalker, but which actress played his sister Leia?
Carrie Fisher.
Wonder if I got that.
And again, I say, spoiler alert.
They've had time to catch it.
1-0. Question number two. SZA walked away from fans who were hoping to meet her after someone threw a bracelet and it hit her in the face. Who is SZA currently on a stadium tour with? They were just at Gillette not that long ago.
Oh, Kendrick Lamar.
2-0. King of the Hill is being revived on Hulu.
Guys.
Hold on. I want to stop the music because I want this in its full glory. What does Hank Hill sell on the show?
Propane and propane accessories. Have you seen the trailer? Bobby's like a teenager now.
No, he's a grown man. He's in his like 20s.
I can't. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Gosh dang it, Bobby. If you were my son, I'd hug you.
Bear was excited.
Dad, can I put a gun rack on my bike?
Bear was excited to see that Phineas and Ferb are coming back with new episodes. That was his big news this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
3-0. Question number four. Taylor Swift regained control of all of her music, Kennedy. Besides her debut, what is the only other album we never got a Taylor's version of?
Reputation.
4-0.
Dad, can we please play something off Reputation after the show, after the game? For the first time in God knows how long?
Yes. I already have it queued up.
All right, good.
What do you want? You want Ready For It? You want Endgame?
Oh, Ready For It, Endgame, Look What You Made Me Do. I would take any of them.
We played Look What You Made Me Do earlier.
All right, let's do Endgame. I could do
Delicate. What else? I think any one of those.
Oh, yeah. Let's do Endgame or Delicate, whatever you want.
Okay. And question number five. Todd Chrisley says he was treated better than the black inmates he served time with, and he will continue to fight for them now that he's out. Which popular A&E reality show was Todd Chrisley the star of before prison?
Chrisley Knows Best.
That is correct.
Look at him pretending to be a good guy as soon as he gets out of jail.
5-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Matt. You don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you and Madison and Emerson trying all year to get in. You never give up, kids. You never give up.
Even during summer, you still have to drive around the car at 7:45 and listen to us, okay?
They will, right?
No.
But at least they're honest.
All right, Matt, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Matt, Madeline, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Had an idea for a new segment on the show. It's called I Saw Some Things. Producer Dan was at Gillette Stadium over the weekend for Post Malone and Jelly Roll.
Mm-hmm.
617-655-1234. Kennedy made something for the segment. Can I play it?
I literally made it in the last 2 minutes, so I hope it's all right. Go ahead.
I saw some things.
I saw some things. There was a woman there. I'll say that Red Bull gave her wings. Two guys surrounded me, ended up taking some swings. He walked away with a black eye. Man, looks like it stings. Saturday at Gillette, yeah. I saw some things.
Pretty good, Kennedy. Pretty good. Nice work. Good. Producer Dan, you saw some things. What happened?
I saw a bunch of things. So I was at the Post Malone Jelly Show, like you said.
Right.
It was packed out. That thing must have sold out in minutes.
Right.
We walk in. Jelly Roll comes on at 7:30 because he's the opening act. I thought it was going to be more of like a 50-50, but it was definitely Jelly opening. Posty is the main
act. We went and saw Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z at Fenway, and it was back and forth. Like, one would finish the song and leave the stage, and the other one would come on. But it wasn't like that.
So Jelly came out, but there's already 60,000 people there. They weren't filtering in.
Right.
He comes out in a Patriots hat, and he's like, I got to tell you, New England, I've never worn anything but a Tennessee Titans hat in my life.
Right.
But I just met Robert Kraft and Mike Vrabel, so tonight I'm a Patriots fan. That's the way to endear us into our hearts. The whole place went absolutely nuts.
Okay.
And he's like a preacher. He gives you 60-second sermons in between every song.
He talks a lot.
That is just so inspiring. You're like, I would run through a brick wall for this man. His set was incredible. He had so much gratitude for being in this moment.
Right.
And it was just so sincere. And then Posty comes out, flannel shirt, cowboy boots, cigarette in one hand, red Solo cup in the other hand, and it has now started pouring rain for the headline set.
Mm.
Didn't stop him. Every time he finished a beer, he would call for a man named Pat on his crew, and then he would get all of Gillette, so 60,000 people start going, Pat, 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 and then he runs out with a red Solo cup filled with another Bud Light, and the whole place erupts, which it's got to feel good to be Pat in that moment. And I don't know if there will be any fireworks left for 4th of July after Post Malone set.
How much money is he spending
when
on that?
I tell you, I said it to Kayla, I was like, he's got to be dropping 40, 50 grand a show just on pyro.
Mm.
There was more explosions than I've ever seen at a concert.
Okay.
And he did 26 songs in the pouring rain.
Right.
And the place was electric and everybody was hammered because Post Malone and Jelly Roll fans get busy on a Saturday night.
Okay. What did you see, Dan?
All right. I saw some things part of this. We got there for the tailgate around 4:45. We park in a lot outside Gillette so we can get out a little easier.
Right.
The place is packed. We sit on the back. We eat a sub. We're hanging out playing some music. And there's a group of like five women, probably 40s, 50s, a few cars away, blasting Jelly Roll and Post Malone, getting hammered. And she walks by us at one point and starts a conversation with us. And we talk for like 4 minutes or something. And after she walks away to go to the porta potty, I look at Kaylee and go, she's not going to make it to the end of the show. It's only 5 p.m. and she's out of this world.
Sauced.
And then halfway through Post Malone's set, so halfway through the headline act, somebody gets wheeled out by us on a stretcher with EMTs, paramedics.
Oh, no.
And I could tell by the hoodie and the face, same exact woman.
No.
Same exact woman.
Oh, my gosh. I hope she's okay.
I'm sure she's just too hammered. Right. So I looked over at Kaylee and went, called it. And this is a PSA to all the young people out there tailgating before a concert. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
It's also expensive to go to that show,
mm-hmm.
to only see
to not remember anything. And none of her friends were with her. They didn't go to the hospital with her. They stayed for the show.
And then you got to pay for the ambulance cost, too.
Pace yourself, kids. It's a long day. The show don't end until 11.
Chris is from Hull. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, guys, it's Chris from Hull. How you doing?
We're doing great. You saw some things at Gillette. What did you see?
Had a great time. Oh, it was fun. But I was there with my three daughters, Emily, Hannah, and Hope, and they're in their 20s, and they said, Dad, we got to get a picture. And me being, I'm 6'4", 280, so they pulled me off to the side. We were down on the floor, pulled me off to the side, take a couple of snaps, and all of a sudden people in the 100 section, I don't know if they thought I was a Patriot player or what, but they started pointing, and all of a sudden the cameras start taking pictures, We had a great laugh about that afterwards.
That's hilarious. So you're in somebody's phone. It's like, I think I saw somebody famous.
I know who that guy is, but people are lining up to take a photo.
He's definitely an offensive tackle for the Patriots. He's in the Patriots Hall of Fame, that guy. That's awesome.
Those guys are great. What performers. They were wonderful.
It was a great show, man.
Awesome. Awesome show.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris. We appreciate it. Thank you for hanging on so long, too. Lauren is from Bellingham, went to the Post Malone Jelly Roll show. You saw some things?
I did. I smelled some things, too, but I don't know if that's what this is about.
Whatever.
I smelled the devil's lettuce a time or two myself.
It was potent. But the show was amazing. It really was. But one bathroom trip, I'm coming out of the bathroom, and I hear people yelling, get out of the way, get out of the way. They're pushing a girl like on like a wheelchair stretcher. She's, like, all strapped in, but, like, falling out, throwing up in a bag.
Oh,
and they,
no.
like, rushed her into a special room. And I was like, ooh, she's having a rough night. Going back to, like, meet my fiancé, and I see this girl curled up in a ball on the floor crying. And, like, I jump in there like I'm her mother. And yep. I'm like, what is wrong?
Yep.
Where are your friends?
Yep.
Where's your phone? Who are you with? I'm, like, texting her friend. And her friend's like, what is going on? I'm like, you need to come get your friend right now. And I
good
was able
for you.
To reunite them.
Good for you but, for being the right yeah. auntie.
My fiance's like, I saw her and was going to help. And then all of a sudden you were there. I was like, yeah. I'm like, I've been there, you know?
Who are your friends that leave you alone like that, too? What is up with that girl's friends?
They're probably just as wasted and don't realize.
You got to be better than
that. You got to know that.
A girl in my row was so drunk she couldn't find her way back to our seat. She was gone for like 45 minutes, then a guard had to come bring her back. Like, this is where you're supposed to be.
Wow.
And she was right next to me, bumping into me the entire show. I was like, somebody sit this girl down.
All right. Well, thank you for doing the right thing. You're a good dubious, they say, Lauren. Nice job.
Yeah, yeah. Have a great day, guys.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
I saw some things. There was a woman there. I'll say that Red Bull gave her wings. Two guys surrounded me, ended up taking some swings. He walked away with a black eye. Man, looks like it stings. Saturday at Gillette, yeah, I saw some things.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You know, games like Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, Can't Be Kennedy, these are the all-time classic games, right?
Sure.
These are the ones that will end up in the Game Show Hall of Fame. But I think we have an upstart here, Kennedy. I feel like this one could get there eventually.
Okay.
Because it's stupid, and it's fun, and it's funny. It's called 8-Bit Hits.
Here's a stupid game you can play to win concert tickets and prizes. Name that song. That sounds like a video game you played in your basement. Let's all play now, Carson and Kennedy's 8-Bit Hits.
All right, we're going to play a practice round real quick with Kennedy so you understand how the game works. 8-Bit Hits, we find a song, and then we make it sound like it came out of a video game from the 80s. Are you ready for the first one, Kennedy?
Yep.
Take a listen to this, 8-Bit Hits.
Daniel.
Kennedy, could you please name that 8-Bit Hit?
That's Take On Me, I believe, from Aha.
That's correct. That was the easy part. You got to get three of those to win the tickets to see The Weeknd at Gillette Stadium. It is happening on June 10th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Jess is from Woburn. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Again, you got to get all three right or we move on to the next contestant. Are you ready for the first 8-Bit Hit?
I'm ready.
Jess, name that 8-Bit Hit.
Hey Ya by Outkast.
Woohoo!
Okay, okay.
Third of the way there.
Good start, good start. Have you ever seen The Weeknd in concert before?
What was it? I'm sorry.
Have you ever seen The Weeknd in concert before?
No, I definitely
wasn't. Oh, there's somebody else in there playing too. Who's that, Jess?
No, I'm not my husband.
Oh, he's not playing. Okay, what's your husband's name, yeah. Jess, that doesn't know anything?
Joe.
Joe.
Well, Joe sounds real excited about this opportunity.
Joe knows nothing. Here's the second 8-bit hit. Take a listen. Okay, name that 8-bit hit, Jess.
Pink Pony Girl?
I got that one.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry.
What did she say?
She said Pink Pony Girl.
Pink Pony Girl is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Oh, that hurts.
That hurt. Oh, Jess and Joe just got jettisoned and out.
Mm. The rules are the rules.
The rules are the rules. Caroline is from Mansfield. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
Did you hear the first 8-bit hit?
I sure did.
And it was?
Hey Ya by Outkast.
Okay. Okay, that is correct. All right, I'm going to play you the second 8-bit hit, okay? Take a listen.
All right.
All right, Caroline, name that 8-bit hit, please.
Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan.
That is correct. Pink Pony Club, not Pink Pony Girl.
Oh, Joe, you're never going to hear the end of that.
Joe and Jess. Oh, okay.
That song sounds good, 8-bit, too.
It really does. That song sounds good any way you play it. All right, here it is, our third 8-bit hit. If you get this one, you're going to see The Weeknd at Gillette Stadium. Take a listen to this 8-bit hit. Caroline?
Oh, gosh, I don't think it's Blinded by the Light, but...
we need an answer.
Blinded by Your Love.
Oh, man.
I mean, we definitely can't send you to a weekend show if you don't know that.
Oh, my gosh. Barbara is from Methuen. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
All right, did you hear the first one?
I did.
And it was?
Hey Ya.
What was the second one?
Pink Pony Club.
Take a listen to the third 8-bit hit to see The Weeknd at Gillette Stadium. My heart is racing right now, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Barbara from Methuen, name that 8-bit hit, please.
Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Yeah!
Let's go! Yeah. Woo! Made me nervous there.
Woo!
Oh, nice job. Congratulations. Barbara from Methuen, you just won yourself a pair of tickets to see The Weeknd at Gillette Stadium on June 10th.
Great.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Yes. T's and P's to Jess and Joe and to Caroline. Thank you for listening and playing to them.
Mm-hmm.
T's and P's for them.
But their loss is your gain, and that's all that matters.
You have a great time at that show, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Don't hang up, okay?
I won't.
I don't have to want to call back Jess and Joe.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Nikki from Peabody.
Hey, Nikki.
Hello.
Nikki, will you kick Kennedy out?
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Kennedy wearing her vintage Carson and Kennedy zip-up hoodie today, Dan.
I love it.
I haven't seen one of those in a while.
Stylish.
No matter what she wears. Always. All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. You know the deal, Nikki. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you, okay? By the way, Kennedy was 6,126 wins, 447 losses. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who was that said damn in the background?
That's Mike.
Mike was like, damn, that's a good record.
That's a lot of wins.
All right, here we go, Nikki. Question number one. Karate Kid Legends came in third at the box office. In the original Karate Kid, what is the sensei's name?
Mr. Miyagi?
Debbie Harry has saved all of her clothes from the Blondie years, and she plans to put them on display. Finish the name of Blondie's most popular song, Heart of Blank.
I'm just going to guess gold.
Question number three. It was 21 years ago today in 2004, the first episode of Jeopardy featuring Ken Jennings aired. He won $30,201 that night.
37.
What did I say?
30,000.
Oh, 37, 2001 that night. Then he won 73 more shows in a row, winning more than $2.5 million. Who is the current host of Jeopardy?
Is it that girl from Big Bang Theory? What's her name? Oh, no, she's a guest.
Oh. I have no idea. Question number four. Florence Pugh stars as a healthcare professional in Youngblood's new video, Zombie. Florence Pugh played the love interest in a 2023 movie about a famous nuclear physicist. Can you name the movie?
No. Sorry.
Question number five. Saoirse Ronan is pregnant with her first child. She starred in Little Women, which was written and directed by one of America's top female screenwriters, who also wrote the screenplay for Barbie. What is her name?
Yeah, I don't know that either.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Well, at least you know when you don't know, and you don't waste anybody's time. I can appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Nikki, who's there with Mike, got 2 out of 5.
All right, well done.
What's the second one? It's only 1 out of 5.
Oh, she didn't get number 4?
No, she said, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a Suits, Kennedy. 1 out of 4. Or 1 out of 5.
Suits. I love it.
Ooh, I felt good.
I can't breathe. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Karate Kid Legends came in 3rd at the box office in the original Karate Kid. Who, or what is the sensei's name?
Mr. Miyagi.
Wax on, wax off, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Tied at 1. Debbie Harry has saved all of her clothes from the Blondie years, and she plans to put them on display. Finish the name of Blondie's most popular song, Heart of Blank.
Glass.
2 to 1. Question number 3. I would argue that maybe Rapture's your most popular, isn't that?
No.
No? Heart of Glass was it, huh?
But it was the first evidence of rap music and pop music.
Showing my age a little bit, Dan. Sorry. Mm.
It's okay.
Question number 3. 21 years ago today in 2004, the first episode of Jeopardy featuring Ken Jennings aired. He won $37,201 that night. Then he won 73 more shows, winning more than $2.5 million.
That's an incredible run.
Who is the current host of Jeopardy?
Ken Jennings.
It is Ken Jennings. You were thinking of Mayim Bialik.
Yeah, she's no longer part of it.
3 to 1. Question number 4. Florence Pugh stars as a healthcare professional in Youngblood's new video, Zombie. Florence Pugh played the love interest in a 2023 movie about a famous nuclear physicist. Can you name the movie?
Oppenheimer?
4 to 1. Question number 5. Saoirse Ronan, pregnant with her first child.
Saoirse.
I know the Irish spelling is hard, but
my
it's
apologies. Saoirse. That's... My apologies, Saoirse. She is pregnant with her first child. Aww. She starred in Little Women, which was written and directed by one of America's top female screenwriters who also wrote the screenplay for Barbie. What is her name? Saoirse.
How am I forgetting her name? I feel like it starts with an H. I'm not
going to
get it.
Greta Gerwig, Kennedy. Greta Gerwig is it.
Little Barbenheimer throwback for questions four.
I appreciated that. I thought it was pretty good. Pretty good. 4 to 1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nikki, I'm sorry. You and Mike do not get the cash. But we do appreciate you calling in to play.
We do.
Yes.
All right.
It was damn fun.
You're right, very Mike? Nice people.
Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy?
Can I say something?
Yes, of course.
Can I say something real quick? So I'm the Nikki from Peabody that called about the rekindled romance. And I'm in the car with my rekindled romance. We talked a couple weeks ago.
How many years were you apart before you came back together?
The most recent was 10.
Look at that.
Congratulations.
Mike, don't screw it up this time.
I got it.
It was definitely the guy that always screws it up, Dan.
I'm not going to argue that.
I said what I said. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Nikki and Mike from Peabody, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring and a new Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Landon from Pembroke.
Hi, Landon.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please leave.
Oh, quick to the point, no faking.
Gone get.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $1,000. What do you think about that, Landon?
Sounds great.
$1,000. Just let it marinate, Landon.
Kennedy's gone. She's in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Dr. Squatch will sell soap infused with Sydney Sweeney's real bathwater from a photo shoot. Speaking of soap, which brand with a bird in its logo is the best-selling soap in the USA?
Dove.
Chris Hemsworth posted a video of highlights of his character and thanked fans for making his Marvel journey unforgettable. Some think it's a farewell video and his character is going to die in the next Avengers movie. Who does he play? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need an answer.
Oh, sorry. I thought it went through. Captain America.
Question number three. She's All That star Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook will reunite for a new holiday movie called The Christmas Affair. They'll play sportscasters who team up when they catch their spouses cheating. I'm in.
I will catch that a different time.
Freddie starred in a 2001 movie about the Cape Cod Baseball League. What was that movie called?
I don't know. The Bad News Bears.
Question number four. Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence are officially in-laws. Eddie's son and Martin's daughter got married a few weeks ago. Have Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence ever starred in a movie together? Yes or no?
Yes.
Question number five. Jenna Fisher would like you to know that The Office was still good, even in the two seasons after Steve Carell left.
Not as good, but I'll say maybe still good.
How many seasons of The Office? Was it 7, 9, or 11?
9.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How do you think you did, Landon?
I did my best.
That's all we can ask for.
That is a great answer. Kennedy?
Yeah?
Landon got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, sir.
Let's hope she doesn't do her best or you might be in trouble.
$1,000 on the line, Kennedy, for Landon. Are you ready?
Yeah.
These are tough. Question number one. Dr. Squatch will sell soap infused with Sydney Sweeney's real bathwater from a photo shoot. Speaking of soap, which brand with a bird in its logo is the best-selling soap in the USA?
Dove.
Oh, Dove liquid soap all day, every day. It's all I've been using for 20 years. Greatest soap ever. Don't at me, bro. Irish Spring second. Question number two. Chris Hemsworth posted a video of highlights of his character and thanked fans for making his Marvel journey unforgettable. Some think it is a farewell video, and his character is going to die in the next Avengers movie. Who does he play?
Thor.
He plays Thor, not Captain America. 2-1.
Different Chris.
She's All That star Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook will reunite for a new holiday movie called The Christmas Affair. They'll play sportscasters who team up when they catch their spouses cheating. You're all in, right, Kennedy?
Totally.
Freddie starred in a 2001 movie about the Cape Cod Baseball League. What was it called?
Oh, I don't know. I don't.
Summer Catch, Kennedy. No. Welcome to the Ho. What's the name of the little, the kettle hose, the bar they all have?
I see.
That's a tough pull.
Summer Catch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. I watched it when I was a kid, but I couldn't remember it for the life of me.
I've never heard of it.
2-1, question number four. Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence are officially in-laws. Eddie's son and Martin's daughter got married a few weeks ago. Have they ever started a movie together, though? Yes or no?
No.
That's incorrect. Yes, in 1999, they starred in a dramedy called Life.
Life is a great movie. You gonna eat your cornbread?
2-2 right now. Going to the final question, Kennedy.
Uh-oh.
There's a lot on the line. Are you ready? $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Drum roll. Jenna Fisher would like you to know that The Office was still good, even in the two seasons after Steve Carell left.
Mm-hmm.
How many seasons on The Office? Was it 7, 9, or 11? 7, 9, or 11? I need an answer.
Can 7.
That is incorrect. There are 9 seasons of The Office.
Oh! $1,000!
Go! Oh, what a game. Congratulations, Landon.
Thank you.
That's all you got? Thank you? That's like $500 a word. That's like $500. Thank and you. 500 and 500. There you go. You win $1,000 a lot on the radio, do you, Landon? It's an old hat to you?
No, I'm excited. This is great.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just speechless.
I got you.
Nobody really expects to beat Kennedy.
That's true. It's true. All right. Well, Landon, you got yourself $1,000. And real quick to our boss, Sal.
#SuckItSal.
Indeed. Kennedy, is there something you would like to say to Landon?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Landon.
Oh, that was an expensive Monday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.